to me.
Proverbs 25 and 21 and 2. Proverbs 25, 21 and 22. If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. If he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. If your enemy be hungry, say, sit down. Don't leave. Let me feed you. If he's thirsty, say, let me get you something to drink before you leave. I know you're mad at me, you're busted and disgusted, but I'm here to tell you, I'll feed you if you're hungry. I'll give you something to drink if you're thirsty. I want to preach for a little while. Don't fight what you can feed. Hallelujah. Don't fight what you can feed. Lord, I'm thankful for your mercies. I'm thankful for your truth. I'm thankful, Lord, that it is everlasting. I'm thankful for these people. I'm thankful, Lord, for this sanctuary and this place that we have to come together in a peaceful time we still have remaining to worship you and preach the gospel to whosoever will. It still remains that way today, God. It's up to the people what they do with the gospel. I ask you to be with us this morning, enlighten us through your word, and enrich us with it as well in this life, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I've been robbed. I've been robbed so many times. I think I've told you an insurance company. I had two thefts, kind of back to back, two different places, and the insurance company dropped me. And I said, "What'd you do that for?" They said, "Statistics say that if you've been robbed twice, you will be robbed again. And we paid your claim twice. We're not going to pay it a third time." And I said, "Well, look, could you at least reinstate me until I find another insurance company? Because I had trouble replacing it. I thought, well, I'd just go get somebody else." And one of the main questions was, "Have you been robbed?" I said, "Yes, twice this year. We don't want you. Either you don't take care of your stuff or you got something somebody wants." The thief comes because he wants what you got. If he didn't want what you got, he wouldn't come. But he come to rob you. And would you believe that before that year was out, they were right? I got robbed a third time at another location. Don't fight what you can feed. There's always been a spirit inside of a man or a woman to get even. Can anybody say amen honestly with me? It's always been this thing that if you do me wrong, I do you wrong. And the problem with that is you want to do them more wrong than they did you wrong. If they get my parking space one more time, if they park against them bushes one more time, and that's not my announcement, but I'm just telling you, if you do it one more time, we'll flat your tires. You see? Because what we're going to do is get you back worse than you got us. See, that's the problem with you trying to settle the score. Because you're going to get people back worse than you were perpetrating. That's not getting even. That's trying to get ahead. I'll show them. Always been the spirit of people to get even. And if you take away from me, it creates a desire inside of me that I didn't have until you took that away from me. And now I want back what's lost because I got an emptiness and a void in my life. But do you know why you seek God? Because somebody robbed you. You seek God because you got an emptiness. You've got a void. There's something missing in your life. For we were created in the image of God. In the image of God created he them, both male and female. We were created in the image of God. I was created in innocency. When I was born, I had never told a lie. I had never stole anything. I didn't think about stealing anything. We were created just like God. Pure mind, pure heart. But somewheres along the line, the devil began to rob me of those things, began to put thoughts in my head, and I may be around the wrong people that influence you the wrong way.
And before long, I'm seeking God to get back what I lost. I've noticed in the scriptures that when you look at how you treat your neighbors and your enemies is a direct indicator of your maturity in Christ. Sometimes getting ahead to some of us is not as important as just getting back to even. I've heard it said many times, especially in the investment world, there's always somebody going to invest at the right wrong time. You know, the stock market's at the top. And then they invest and it falls back. And they always say, if I could just get back what I lost, just get back to even, then I'd feel good about it. And so it is in life. We want to get back to even. Can I tell you that trying to get back what you lost is not wrong? It's when you do it with vengeance, it becomes wrong. It is a God-given thing to want back what you lost. Amen. Getting even, contrary to what we believe, is not an ungodly practice. In fact, getting even is called justice. That's what getting even is. It's called justice. And if you look at the justice system, what is the symbol on the justice system? A set of scales. So that we're going to try to balance out what you lost against what we give you to balance out things so that you say, well, okay, I feel like I've been vindicated. And so we call this a justice system. And it has two sides that are opposing each other. You put more here, it lifts this one up. You put more here, it's two sides. But somewhere along the way, we got to even this thing out if we're ever going to have peace, if we're ever going to have harmony in the house, in your home, and in your church, and in your life. Somewhere along the way, you got to even it out and say, enough's enough. Okay, you did this, and I did that, and okay, you did this. But somewhere along the way, we got to even it out. Or it'll always be like this. And we're seeking to justify. Anytime you seek to justify yourself, it means you're trying to outweigh the scales. Oh, my. Rich man seeking to justify. I did all this from my youth up. He said, well, why don't you sell all you have and give it to the poor? And that'll even this thing out. He said, no, I can't do that. Being just is predicated upon a very principle of getting even. And the scripture clearly states that our God, it didn't say he was fair. It said he was a just God, which means he is a God that knows how to get even. Hallelujah. There is a day called, it was mentioned by Brother Valentine, a judgment day. A day in which he comes back to get even with all the ones that did you wrong. Hallelujah. David wanted to see. Somebody said, well, I won't be happy until I see them in the jail. I won't be happy until I see them pay that fine or whatever it is. David said so many times, Lord, let me see mine enemies, the ones that violated me. Let me see. Then I'll have pleasure. But I'm here to tell you, as long as you get pleasure out of your enemies going down, you might as well, you're going to wait a long time. It wasn't until David was through with all of his pleasures of wanting to see his enemies hung and Saul conquered and all this. Finally, when Saul died, David went and got him and buried him. He said he was the king. And when you finally get all the malice out and all the envy out and all the strife out, then God can do his job. But he's not going to give you pleasure out of the suffering of others. There is an art to getting even, but it cannot be done through vengeance. The Bible says, I will repay, right? Those that do you wrong, he said, rest assured, I will repay. And this principle of getting back to even is recorded all the way back in the Bible. You look in the Garden of Eden, we have a man and a woman that God created in his own image. He told them, you can eat of every tree in the garden, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat it, for the day you do, justice. Justice will be kicked in. There will be a new force on the earth called the justice system. So the day you sin, buddy, you better be ready. That is, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There is a justice system that's been put into place. They took of the fruit, they did eat, and justice started. Justice started. As soon as they started eating, justice started. Why are you hiding? Because they were fearful of justice. And so the Lord God took the man and the woman that he created, who never had to plow, who never had to do anything but just eat with God, just trim the bushes every once in a while if they don't get burned up by the exhaust. That's all he had to do was just, he was the gardener in God's vineyard. But justice says, justice, sin demands payment. The gift of God is eternal life. That's a gift that you don't work for. Anybody gives you something, you didn't work for it. They gave it to you. And if you're going to hold it over my head, then keep it. It's not a gift. But sin has wages and it has consequences. And the Bible says it ends up in death. And sure enough, Adam's not and Eve's not here today. And because of them, in the next 100 years, I won't be here. In fact, in the next 100 years, none of you will be here. It's amazing to me. I'm just going to inject this real quick. It's amazing to me in the society we live in. You know, Melanie just had this newborn and it was wonderful and it's still wonderful. But she's found out there's some demands. I mean, them little critters are demanding. And they let you know all night long. That's why they're not here, I'm sure, this morning. Because Ariel's demanding their time. You see, even your children begin to rob you. I don't mean that in a bad way, but they start. Life changes when you have kids. I'm going to tell you, life changes when you get married. It starts robbing you. I used to go any place, any time I wanted to. I didn't have to ask anybody, tell anybody. I just went to Florida, went fishing, didn't have to report to nobody. But I got married and I got robbed at the same time. Now, if I'm not in the yard, where were you? I miss you. How come you didn't call? And then it's the kids, Daddy. They're robbing me. They're robbing me. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm happy to be robbed, I guess. Thank the Lord. The Lord looked at the serpent and he said, I'm going to get even with you. You're going to bruise my heel, but I'm going to bruise your head. There'll be strife between you, your seed and the woman's seed, but a justice system had been put in place. So we look just a little further down, around chapter 4 of Genesis, we find out that Eve had two sons, Cain and Abel, and Cain rose up and slew his brother Abel. And the Lord comes once again, says, where's your brother? He said, the voice of your brother's blood is crying for vengeance. He's crying for justice. And the Lord, rather than taking Cain and slaying him, now listen, rather than saying, since you did this to your brother, then hey, take this, pow, and knocked his lights out. No, he didn't do that. He said, I'm going to mark you. I'm going to mark you so that you'll be a vagabond and a fugitive, and you're going to run from everybody, and I'm going to make your life miserable for the life you took. And he cried out, and this is what he said, my punishment is more than I can bear. But the Lord had put a justice system in place because the punishment of what he did to his mother and his father by taking their other child's life was more than they could bear. He said, I'll even this thing out as best I can. Let me tell you, some things will never be ironed out to the day of judgment. And you got to leave it in God's hands. Then we look a little further down at Moses and the law. And the law was simply a justice system. You run the yellow light. You found that out too, Sister Tracy? You run a yellow light, you can get stopped. And you can plead your case all you want to. But they still are writing. And I said, it's not right. It was yellow when I went under this light. And he's still writing. I'll show you. And I did. I went down to the district attorney's office. It was yellow. He said, don't worry about it. And I felt vindicated. I felt good. Boy, if I could see that cop again, I'd tell him, See, we're always seeking to get back to even. So the law was an eye for an eye. You hit me, I hit you. You knock my tooth out, hold him, I'll knock his tooth out. And there was even several cities of refuge that Moses set up so that the perpetrator could run into a city till he had his day of justice, till he had his court case, till they could come to the gate and say, look, this is my side of the story. And then they could weigh it out and say, okay, either innocent or guilty, you're going to die, you're going to punishment, whatever it's going to be. A justice system was in place in the Mosaical law. And then we move into the judges, the book of the judges. And in the book of the judges, there was supposed to be somebody who's going to judge Israel and be a righteous judge. Samson's not here to tell you, don't lay your head in another woman's lap. Right. Samson was an unrighteous judge trying to judge Israel. And you know what got Samson in trouble, my friend? Trying to get even. That's what got him. He was a judge. And of all things, he said, you plow with my heifer, I'm going to burn your barley fields. And then they killed his wife. You see? And then he said, you do that, I do this. And it's a never-ending circle of trying to get even, and you never get ahead. If we're not careful, we'll spend all of our lives trying to get back what happened. Even we'll be grown men fighting boy things. The thief comes because he's a consumer. He's a consumer. He wants to consume things, to kill, to steal, to destroy. And even our nation today, I can tell you the reason our nation will eventually topple is because we used to be a manufacturing nation. Now we're a consuming nation. 75% of our nation is gimme. 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 I don't want to make it. I don't want to work to do it. Gimme. And we consume, consume, consume. And that's why our economy is so easily tripped, because when the consumer closes his wallet, stores can't make it because they don't have factory-type jobs. The enemy is a consumer. Jesus warned the churches about consuming wolves. Brother Valentine read the scripture this morning. Wolves that will come in sheep's clothing and make merchandise out of you. You will be their pocketbook. You will be their merchandise. And he said, he gave them ways, and I don't have time to tell you about 10 ways to wolf-proof the church. But he gave them ways to wolf-proof the church. Things that you can guard against it so that doesn't happen. And there are people today, y'all still with me, that wants to consume your life. They want to consume your life early in life, and so that you never mature into what God wants you to be. There are people that only want to get out of you what they can get out of you. And when they've gotten out of you all they can get out of you, they move to somebody else and they get all out of them that they can get out of them. And it's a never-ending thing, and you become a victim of their circumstances and not your own. And I'm telling you, even a pecan I love pecans. I love pecans. I like to put them on yogurt and ice cream and things like that. But a pecan, I like pecan pie too. And blueberry crunch with pecans on it. And so a pecan is a seed, right? It's a seed. And when you eat it, you eat a tree. That's right. That's what you eat. When you eat it, you eat the future of that. And there are people that are eating you like pecans. There are people that eat you in your early stages of life, and they eat you so you never mature into what you can be. All they want, they're consumers. All they want to do is consume that pecan, give me another pecan, and never realize where it came from, the source of where it came from. Somebody had to take a pecan somewhere and plant that thing. And somebody had to water that thing. Somebody had to stake that thing. Somebody had to fertilize that thing. Somebody had to water that thing. And somebody had to fertilize it again. And they had to water it again. And they had to cultivate it. And there are too many people that want to eat the seed and don't want the sweat of cultivation. All they want to do is eat you up and eat everything that you can. They don't see the future in you. they're robbing you. There are people that will rob you and deny you of what that seed can be.